All right, here we go. The 10-minute takeover on CJWW with Boots and Salutes. And we started off, as we always do, with our internet news poll question. Would you want a formal, organized neighborhood patrol in your neighborhood? Well, 78% of people are saying yes to that. Boots and Salutes, you can start us off today.
Good morning, young fella. Thanks for taking my call. I'd like to salute Vic Dubois and my beautiful Prime Minister for being real. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I've got two boots today. One is one of your Friday's callers there that talks about sports all the time from 30 years ago, and a boot to the two ladies that supported him. This is not the History Channel, people. This is local affairs. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, and you?
Not too bad, Ben. This is Phil here, and I would like to salute the Toronto Blue Jays. After Game 5, they came back to win Game 6, and I'm looking forward to them going to the World Series this evening.
Me too. I'm hoping we can get it done. And how about Vladdy? Sixth home run.
How about Vladdy? He's an amazing. Six home runs. And
yeah. Unbelievable. Go Jays, go. Thanks for the call.
Go Jays, go. Yeah, all the way.
Right on. Thanks, Phil.
Benny.
Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, Ben. How are you doing?
Good, and you?
Oh, I'm so happy. I'd like to salute the Toronto Blue Jays on how well they're doing and how well they did last night, that 6-2 win. And let me tell you, this feels like I'm 9 and 10 all over again, reliving 1992, 1993 all over again. But it's going to be better when we get there this evening.
I hope we can do it. Thanks for the call, man. Go Jays.
Yeah, we're going to do it tonight.
We're going to do it. I love it. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
I also like to salute the Toronto Blue Jays and salute Vladdy. Take care. Bye.
Right on. We can salute Trey Savage, too. Another phenomenal performance from him out there on the mound. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yes, I also want to salute the guy who phones in about the past sporting events. I mean, obviously, it's really important to him, so let the man salute what he wants, and everybody have a good Monday.
There you go. All kinds of internet services went offline overnight. There was a major provider of services that went down. So among some of the products that were affected are Snapchats, Amazon, Alexa, Roblox, the Bank of Scotland even went down too. So if all your online services are a little bit wonky today, that's why. Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Yeah, that first caller, you're an idiot.
306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. That's the numbers to call if you want to give us a call this morning. Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. I just want to boot our Prime Minister. He's supposed to be the Prime Minister of Canada, but he seems he comes back for 2 or 3 days and takes off again for another 8 or 9. I mean, I guess we don't have a problem with homelessness or drugs or high price of housing or groceries or the military. Good job, Mark.
Hi, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the curling club for putting Jennifer Jones in for a commentator. It was hard enough watching her on the curling team when she curled. We turned off the TV, and now that she's an announcer, we turned the volume off. She was a poor example for curling. When she won, she was happy and smiles. When she was losing, she was a bear on the ice. Thank you.
Well, in curling history, Rachel Holman capturing her 19th Grand Slam title, passing Kevin Martin for the most ever by any skip, male or female. So that was pretty sweet to see. Hi there, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. You got to remain positive. God bless my beautiful Prime Minister.
Boots and Salutes.
Hello? Morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would like to boot the Saskatchewan government. We looked into getting the shingles vaccine, and it's over $500 a person to get the shingles vaccine, and yet they give all these druggies all their drugs free and these naloxone shots. It's just not right. Thank you.
Hey, good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for hitting 6 career postseason home runs, and also I want to give a big salute to Trey Savage on his pitching last night, and also to the Saskatoon Blades on their win last night.
Right on. Let's go Jays and Blades. Thanks for the call, buddy.
No problem.
Hey, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, four more years of Kearney, blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. This one's for Mr. Moore. I am positive. In fact, I'm real positive. All these elbows up and Kearney are about as useful as a hemorrhoid. Thank you.
Boots and salutes.
Yeah, hopefully the Blue Jays will go all the way this time.
I'm hoping they can do it. Hey there, Boots and salutes.
Yeah, that caller that was calling about the shingles vaccine, I would not recommend getting it. I got shingles when COVID struck, and my friend Richard got the shingles vaccine, and he got shingles, worse case than I did. I went and got antibiotics because the young surgeon identified what was happening in the early stages, and I caught it early. So I wouldn't recommend the shingles vaccine to anyone.
I will say I recommend ask your doctor if the shingles vaccine is right for you. 306-938-0600 and toll-free 1-800-667-3727. How about an absolute domination for the Saskatoon Hilltops rolling over the Winnipeg Rifles 60-26 in the PFC semifinals? So they are now off to Regina next weekend against the Regina Thunder, and the winner of that hosting the Canadian Bowl on November the 9th. But go, Toppers, go. Boots and salutes, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute our healthcare workers and our teachers and all the people working outside on this kind of stormy day here, you know. And let's all get along together. We've got to love each other and look after each other. We're all in this together. So have a good day. Thanks.
Hey, Boots and salutes.
Hi, good morning. I'm a Blue Jays fan all the way. Just a comment about the Brewers and the Dodgers. Maybe the Jays and Mariners are competing to see who will lose against the Dodgers. I hope I'm wrong. Have a good day, everybody.
I hope so, too. But bring on the best of the best. Let's get it done. Boots Dodgers. And salutes. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. People are just driving around. Blah, blah, blah.
Boots and salutes.
Yes, I don't know who to boot.
Huskies football squad. Hey, they handled business on the road. They beat the UBC Thunderbirds with a final of 24-10, while the men's hockey team swept Trinity Western, including a dominating 7-0 win on Saturday. And it was a strong weekend across the board for the Dogs there. And, Riders falling to Winnipeg. A last-second field goal. That gives the Bombers a playoff spot. We got 1 week left in the regular season. And the West playoff picture, still wild. There's about 700 possible scenarios, depending on who wins next weekend here. Well, tell you what, that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes this morning. It's always brought to you by our good friends over at Northern Factory Workwear. And when we come back in just a bit, hey, for those of you that signed up for PBR Saskatoon Classic tickets on social media, we're going to pick a winner from that in just a bit.